AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, President Trump criticized the UN, saying it is not living up to its potential.
For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
In Ukraine, the president said he is ready to impose tariffs on Russia to try to stop the fighting, but he needs help from Europe.
You're right there. And Europe has to step it up. They can't be doing what they're doing. They're buying oil and gas from Russia while they're fighting Russia.
Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones headed toward Moscow. And Ukraine says Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. Shares of Tylenol maker Kenvue bounced back a day after President Trump promoted unproven and in some cases discredited ties between Tylenol use by pregnant women, vaccines, and autism.
It's not good.
Ava Hernskarova is with the European Commission.
The European Medicines Agency, which is giving authorizations and which is putting very strict control to every product that goes to the European market, has not found any evidence linking the use of paracetamol during the pregnancy and autism.
Kenvue disputes any links between Tylenol and autism. Several unidentified drones shut down airspace over Copenhagen Airport overnight. The incident prompted concerns Russia could be behind the flyover over Scandinavia's largest airport. A new AP NORC Center poll shows adults are more likely than they were a year ago to think immigrants in the country legally benefit the economy. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sital, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding near their record highs in early trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 281 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Kenvue rose about 4%. The maker of Tylenol recovered most of the ground it lost a day earlier. NVIDIA weighed on the market after giving back some of its big gain from the prior day. The giant chip company fell 1.7%. Treasury yields edged lower in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The UN Health Agency says the number of reported cholera cases is increasing in Darfur, and more than 3,000 people across all of Sudan have died from the illness over the past 14 months of the civil war. The current outbreak of the bacterial infection caused by contaminated food or water has spread to all 18 states in the war-torn country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.